MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, Attorney General Barr is lying. By Pam Kee on May 1, 2019. Wednesday during MSNBC's live coverage of Attorney General William Barr testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, anchor Nicole Wallace accused Barr of lying. Wallace said, "So I'm not going to dance around this. He's lying. He's lying about what the Mueller report finds around one of the critical flashpoints in the obstruction investigation." She continued, "One of the incidents that was investigated by Robert Mueller and his obstruction investigators was the attempted firing of the special counsel. It was one of the incidents that was under investigation into days before Mueller wrapped up. He's quibbling with whether removing Mueller and firing him is the same thing. Here's how Donald Trump talked about removing/firing special counsel." This is from Chris Christie's testimony, one of five witnesses cited in the footnotes, about Donald Trump's efforts to fire Robert Mueller. He recalled a telephone conversation with the president in which the president asked what Christie thought about the president firing, not removing, the special counsel. Christie advised against doing so because there was no basis and the president would lose support from Republicans in Congress. "I'm going to disagree with his testimony." She added, "Here's McGahn." Again, from the footnote in the obstruction report. Although McGahn recalled receiving multiple calls from the president on the same day, he was not specific about the dates, but he was confident he had two phone conversations with the president in which the president directed him to call the acting attorney general and have the special counsel removed. It's also the colorful reporting from this report where Don McGahn says to Reince Priebus, "The president asked me to do some crazy shit. I'm sorry to swear. But I think we've got an attorney general lying about what the Mueller report around what was the most investigated flashpoints in the obstruction investigation. My question, again, is why?" Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.